The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Are you or your loved one in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Dr. Yardley has had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of different procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to right here in the Northwest to get treatment from Dr. Yardley. So listen and learn about his unique and natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Welcome back. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here with me. Now, you've piqued my curiosity during the break, Lee. I understand that you have a story to tell us today. You usually don't get into a topic with a story right away, but what is this that happened?
Well, it's something that I experienced about 5 years ago. I was in a place called Barrington, Chicago, okay. And I was at a meeting of researchers. And at that particular time, the topic we were discussing was the change in primary hypertension in people that got their brain-body connection corrected.
We've talked about this study before and how successful it was.
Exactly. And one of the incidental findings to that study by the neurosurgeon was when you corrected the brain-body connection, there was a sudden increase in flow away from the brain.
Blood flow away from the brain?
Blood flow away from the brain, which didn't really mean much to me at that point in time, except that as I thought about it, I realized, well, if you improve blood flow away from the brain, you've actually improved blood flow to the brain as well.
Why is that, Lee?
Because otherwise the brain would die.
Well, sure.
You've got to offset one. The hemodynamics is such that one offsets the other.
Yeah, you're basically increasing the blood flow all the way through the system.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So this was very interesting to me because a couple of years later, there was this medical doctor in Italy, and he reported that he was able to improve the situation with people that had multiple sclerosis by doing a surgery that opened up the blood vessels and allowed the blood flow away from the brain to improve. It's called the liberation surgery, or the liberation procedure is the term that they use.
Multiple sclerosis is what we're talking about here.
Exactly.
The stuff that Mitt Romney's wife has. MS.
Exactly. Yeah, and his wife had it. The medical doctor's wife had it.
Okay.
He did the surgery on her and she improved. So he did that on 28 other people and saw dramatic improvements as well. So I thought, well, you know, that surgery can't be too safe. Brain surgery is never really safe.
No, not a good idea if you can avoid it.
But if you could do that without doing surgery, how amazing that would be. And maybe that could help with MS.
Okay.
And it kind of supported something that I had seen over the years in correcting people's brain-body connection is that many people with MS would report improvements in this situation.
Now, this is the point at which I need to stop you and say, you're not saying that you can cure MS.
Not at all. Not at all. See, I don't diagnose MS. I'm dependent upon the diagnosis that they have when they come in.
Right.
That might be correct. It might not be correct. I have no idea. All that I know is this. If they have a compromised brain-body connection, I can figure it out. I can usually figure out how to fix it.
And if that brain-body connection is no longer compromised, blood flow to the body increases.
Away from the brain increases.
But then it also comes back to the brain.
Thus, thereby increasing it to the brain as well.
Okay, so you're going to have to give me a case study, Lee. You're going to have to give me a specific case to carry this forward. Because, I mean, talking about relieving MS, that's miracle stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, the body is quite amazing on what it can do. You know, and I've had a number of cases over the years. There was one that just came in this past year, and this was a lady. She was 58, and she'd been diagnosed 18 years prior to that with MS.
Okay.
And it seemed to progress and get worse. She found that she would tend to fall over. She'd fall over to the right side, just standing in one spot. She was really sensitive to weather fronts. She was experiencing foot drop in both feet, more so in her left foot. She was having to walk with a cane, and she was just generally experiencing a severe loss in terms of her quality of life.
Now, MS waxes and wanes. You go through periods, at least when you're younger, where, you know, it may get worse. You'll have a flare-up, and then it'll go away for a long period of time.
And that's the history of it. But based on what she told me, that hadn't seemed to be the case for her too much. I mean, she had 18 years with it just being there and with time getting worse.
It's debilitating. So tell us what happened.
Well, in examining her, we certainly found there was a compromise in the brain-body connection. We went ahead correcting that, and I would assume, because I had no way of measuring it, but I would assume after that that it improved the blood flow away from the brain based on the research that was done by that that neurosurgeon. So we got it corrected. We began to get it stabilized. And very quickly, within just weeks, she started reporting that her balance seemed to be about 80% better, and that she wasn't tipping over to the right side anymore. And then as time progressed, she reached a point where she no longer had to use that cane to be able to walk. Eventually she reached a point where she reported to us that the balance issues, the things that had carried within that diagnosis of MS, were now 100% gone. Now, does that mean that we cured MS? I would make no such claim. But what I would say is this. She had a compromised brain-body connection. We corrected that. And whatever was carrying that diagnosis seemed for her to do much, much better. And I've seen that repeated time and time again.
That seems to be a consistent theme as you and I share time chatting about this. Restoring the brain-body connection, what does it do exactly, Dr. Yardley?
It restores or returns to the body the control over itself. It restores to the body the ability to be able to heal. When you've got a compromised brain-body connection, there are pockets or parts of the body that are just not getting what they need. And when you restore that brain-body connection, those parts are once again getting that which they were not getting. And once again, they can do that which they couldn't before.
We're not talking about curing an illness. We're talking about allowing the body, making it easier for the body to do what it does naturally.
And that is to heal itself.
Does this sound good to you? If this sounds like an approach that makes sense to you, then you want to contact the Yardley Institute, Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and find out if you're a candidate for care there. Here's what you do. In fact, I'll make it worth your while. Usually it's $148 for that first visit, for that first evaluation. How about you get it for $38? Take off $110. All you have to do in order to take advantage of that is to call right now at 866-529-1105. Yes, you're going to need your credit card. And yeah, you can go over to, they have a nice website, yardleyinstitute.org. But if you want to save yourself the money, and you want to find out, really, if you're a candidate for care, you do all the tests, right?
We do. The full battery of tests.
You want the metrics that
nothing skipped. Yes.
Nothing skipped for $38. So why not save yourself some money? Give them a call and find out. 866-529-1105. 866-529-1105. It's not magic. It's amazing what can happen. It's worth a phone call. 866-529-1105. 1105. More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally, next on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at YardleyInstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman here with Darlene, a patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Darlene, why did you decide to make an appointment at the Yardley Institute?
Well, first of all, I had severe lower back pain, and it was consistently getting worse. I knew that I had to do something, but everything I tried was either a temporary solution or it didn't work at all. Also, some acid reflux and pain in my knees.
Now, how soon could you tell that something had changed?
Immediately, my acid reflux went away, had been on medication, and I stopped taking my medication because I didn't need it anymore.
Wow.
That was great.
Must have shocked you.
Yes, it did. And the lower back pain, it became less and less until finally it just, I very rarely will have back pain.
That must have been an impact on your sleep issues as well, right?
Oh, it did. Yes. I can sleep through the night now without waking up with acid reflux or with back pain. And that's just tremendous for me.
Call now during the show, and it's just a $38 prepayment with your credit card, and that's a great deal because normally it's $148. That includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with the doctor. You'll find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show. It's just $38. Call 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. You can learn more and book your appointment at YardleyInstitute.org. That's YardleyInstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Dr. Yardley, in just a moment, we're going to talk to one of your patients, Jean Iverson. But before we get Jean on the phone here, I wanted to ask you a little bit about her. Has she been coming to you for a while?
She's been coming to us for a while. She's a sweetheart of a person, and she travels what is for her quite a distance to get to our office. She travels from Poulsbo. Our office, of course, is in Kent.
That's miles away. My God, it's... Well, actually, it's not that far. But for her, it's quite a distance, isn't it?
It is, because she actually can't walk on her own.
Okay.
You know, she deals with a significant disability, and yet, you know, she's got such a wonderful spirit. She just doesn't let that get her down. So she's knocked on the doors of a lot of other doctors, even people in my own profession, mm-hmm. Who work in areas close to what I work in, and just hasn't seen the results that she was looking for. But she didn't give up. She kept looking, and she came to our office, and you're going to hear from her how excited she is with the changes she's been seeing.
Jean Iverson joins us. She has been one of Dr. Yardley's patients. Jean, thanks for joining us here.
You're very welcome. Pleasure to do so.
So, Jean, let's talk about what condition you were in before you met Dr. Yardley. What was the specific problem that you were suffering from?
I had been in a car accident 13 years ago as a passenger, and I ended up with lots of nerve damage from the collision because the car hit on my side. I was a front passenger.
Ooh.
And then I also had nerve damage and things from the impact from the lovely airbag.
Oh, sure. How restricted were you? What were you able to do?
Well, I could do things, but not like in the past, because I had neck pain and shoulder pain, and my leg would give out from underneath me, and I had never had TMJ jaw problems before, and I could hardly eat because I could chew about 5 times, and then my jaw would start spasming, so... It had totally changed my life in a lot of ways.
Wow. So you went and saw Dr. Yardley. Tell us, after the treatment, what your condition was. What happened?
I had no pain after the first treatment. So, I was absolutely dumbfounded.
Yeah, shocked, I would guess.
Yes.
Did that continue as you went through treatments with Dr. Yardley? Did the pain come back, or what happened?
It was amazing. It went away, and I haven't had the pain at all since. It was so easy. I just, when he did the adjustment, I was amazed that that's all that he was going to do. And within the half hour, my neck didn't hurt, and I didn't have any problem with my jaws or my shoulder. Totally different person.
And what is that? And what has that meant for you in the years following?
Oh, well, I had felt so icky for 13 years since a car accident, that it was like I was a whole new person again after he put my head on straight, so to speak, and did the adjustment, because my skull was off center.
Uh-huh. So now, were there any other conditions, or was there improvement in any other area that you weren't really thinking about when you went to see Dr. Yardley?
I've had MS, a light case of MS, since early 70s. And haven't really had that many problems other than fatigue and some things like that. But I've noticed that since I've gone to the appointments for the adjustments that I don't fatigue as easily.
Dr. Yardley, have you got something you want to add here?
Yeah. Now, Jean, as we know, we work with the brain-body connection. This is an area that we limit our practice to. All of our doctors are highly trained and exceptional in correcting that. But we weren't the first office that you went to that actually addressed this area. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
You'd been to other doctors.
I had gone to many, many, many doctors over the 13 years and never found any help or relief of any kind until I went to your place. And then after the one adjustment at the Institute, I felt like a whole new person again.
That's an amazing story. So where are you at today, Jean? I mean, as you proceed in your life, are you able to do the things that you've been waiting to do for a long time?
Oh, yes, especially eat.
So, Jean, how much does the gas cost you to get to my office every time you come?
Listen,
we've had many discussions on this.
Wishes it takes about 2 hours to get there, of course, so that's one way. So it's about, I would guesstimate, $25 maybe.
Okay. Yeah. Gene, let me ask you real quick. I think he was pulling your tail. What would you say to somebody who is thinking about seeing Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute? Would you recommend it?
Oh, I think they owe it to themselves to go see this man, believe me.
And why is that?
Because if you have any type of health issue that you haven't had relief or help with, I'm sure he can put something together to put you back together.
Listen, we appreciate you making time to come on with us today, Jean. It's really a pleasure to chat with you.
Thank you so much, Jean. You take care of yourself now.
Okay, thank you very much.
So, Dr. Yardley, is Jean's situation unusual, that to go to a whole bunch of other doctors and then end up with you at the Yardley Institute, and suddenly, through your procedure, her problem, in her case, her neck pain, just leaves?
To the contrary. Actually, most people that end up in our office have been trying many other places, and we're usually, often case, the last resort. Though this is not atypical at all. In fact, this is generally what we're going to see.
Cool. Find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. You can call right now, and you'll save yourself some money. You'll receive a $148 value for just $38. You'll meet with Dr. Yardley. It is a personal consultation, yes?
Yes.
And a series of tests, which will do what?
It'll tell us if a person's a candidate for the work that we do. The very first step we have to do is to determine if you can be helped by the work that we do.
You got to call right now to get the special deal, $148 value for a prepayment of $38 with your credit card.
866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. You can also book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
It's Todd Herman here with Cheryl. Cheryl, what led you to see Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and tell me what your condition was.
Well, there are several conditions, mostly from years of panic attacks, sleep problems, neck and shoulder pain, back pain.
How about now, after care with Dr. Yardley? Are you sleeping better?
Yes, much better. I could sleep through the night, where before I would get up 4 and 5 times.
How about the memory and brain fog you talked about? How long before that went away?
I started to notice it within a couple of days, just noticing that I was able to stay on track easier with work. I'm a realtor. You have to remember a lot of things.
Tell me this, Cheryl. As a product of this relief that you've gotten from all of this pain, how's your life changed?
I have outlook now, amazing outlook. I want to ride the Seattle to Portland. I really didn't think I could do that just a few months ago. I didn't think that it was going to be in my future. And I see a lot more things in my future now physically that I was starting to lose hope.
Call now during the show and assist a $38 prepayment with your credit card. And that's a great deal because normally it's $148. That includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with the doctor. You'll find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show. It's just $38. Call 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. You can learn more and book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
We're back. Thank you for joining us here this morning. Dr. Yardley, in just a second, we're going to talk to Sharon, one of your longtime patients. Tell us about her.
Sharon travels to us from Orting, so okay. We're not close. And she originally came to us because her husband, who was a practice member prior to her, had recommended that she come see us.
Right.
Now, because the Yardley Institute is an institute of upper cervical health sciences, which means that it's dealing with primarily the brain-body connection at the top of the neck, few people realize that when you've got a problem out there, it can affect your gait, it can affect your ankles, it can affect your knees. And with Sharon, we've got a person that came to us primarily because of a knee problem.
So when we talk about realigning the brain and the body, what we're really talking about is what? Getting the body out of the way of a natural healing process?
Yes. When you've got a compromised brain-body connection, the communication signals are not working the way they're supposed to. And once you reestablish those, now the body is capable of its potential of healing.
Well, let's find out what Sharon has to say. Sharon, thank you for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
Dr. Yardley is here.
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Hi there.
So, Sharon, you travel all the way from Orting in to see Dr. Yardley. That's a pretty good hop. Why don't you tell us what it is that led you to go see him? What was your situation?
Oh, I had, I guess it goes back when I was 3, I fell 12 feet onto a real hard surface. Never, you know, I just know that because I was told that.
Okay.
But by the time I was 16, I was having severe pain in my knee, and I'm now 63. So it took all of these years until just a couple years ago when I went in to see Dr. Yardley. I finally found out that one leg was shorter than the other. My hips were rotated, you know, so that my whole body was torqued. I had a lot of pain in my back, my neck, my knee, you know, just really miserable. And basically been told that I was going to have to live with it. You know, there's really nothing, either that or it was psychological.
So let me just clarify here. You're, mm-hmm. you're telling me that you were living with pain in your knee for that entire length of time, like 40
yes.
plus years?
50 plus years, yes.
Wow. So yes. Had you reached the point where it was having an impact on your life? Were you limiting your
activities?
Oh, yes,
it always had. I remember back even as a teenager. There was things I wouldn't do, things I would shy away from. A lot of sports, a lot of different things like that, where I thought my knee might get bumped or anything, you know, I would shy away from it because it really hurt, particularly if it got bumped.
Okay, so what led you to Dr. Yardley?
Well, to be really honest, my daughter went in. We'd been in a car accident a number of years ago, and ever since, well, it took a few years before it showed up, but she was in really severe pain. She went to see him, and it's like miraculous. I am so excited for her. But I finally thought, wow, maybe there is just a chance. I'd given up, but maybe there was a chance that something could help me.
So you went into Dr. Yardley, a
mm-hmm.
highly invasive process, right? Extremely painful.
No, it was just totally shocking. It was like, you got to be kidding.
Especially since we're working on the wrong end, right?
Yeah.
We weren't even close to the knee.
No. Just barely touched my head a little bit. It was like, it was just really strange.
Mm.
But even by the time I was even leaving the office, it caused sinus stuff. You know, I guess pain down the back of my neck and sinus.
Okay.
And I hadn't even realized that because I live in the Pacific Northwest. Everybody's got sinus stuff. By the time I was actually even leaving the office, I could feel my sinuses draining. I mean, I could breathe. It was just, by the time I got home, the pain in the back of my neck was lessening. You know, it was amazing.
So,
it
sounds like it was virtually miraculous to you.
Yes, to me it was.
So where are you today? What's your situation?
I can do almost everything. You know, granted my age. And I think it has done, you know, because my body was torqued for so many years. It did some permanent damage in my hips and stuff. But but I never feel it now. I'm just figuring when I get older, I'll start feeling it again.
Count on it.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to, because maybe I won't. I just figured maybe it's a little arthritis or something.
Let me be clear here. All right, so you're basically pain-free.
Yes. Oh, yeah. People can't believe me. I mean, for being 63, you should see me out. We live on some acreage, and I am always out hauling stuff. I mean, I do a lot of stuff. And everybody's going, I can't believe what you do. But I love it, and now I can do it. I used to just kind of cringe and be in pain and endure stuff. But now I can do so much more, and I enjoy it. I love it.
Does it amaze you that people live out there with that kind of stuff, not knowing that they could be helped?
Yeah. Like me, I've been told by doctors that I was psychosomatic.
Yeah.
And because they couldn't show anything.
Yeah.
And yet I knew that wasn't right.
Mm-hmm.
I knew, but how do you argue with a doctor?
Well, I'd say you just won the argument.
You better believe it.
Sharon, thank you for making the time to come on with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
That is an amazing endorsement, Dr. Yardley.
It's a testament to the ability of the body to heal itself.
Maybe it sounds too good to be true to you. You know, the only way to find out for you is to find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. And it couldn't be easier. All you have to do is give him a call. The number is 866-704-1047. I tell you what, let me offer you a special deal right now during this show. Usually you call, they set you up, it's a $148 value. But today, right now, during this show, if you call 866-704-1047, say you want to come on in, they'll charge you $38 for that initial visit. They're going to do some testing on you, right?
That's correct. We run a series of metrics.
So they get a sense about whether or not they can actually help you. The phone number is 866-704-1047. Have your credit card ready because you're going to need it. 866-704-1047. $38 if you call right now. Find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to yardleyinstitute.org.
I found out a few years ago how powerful Dr. Yardley's gentle, non-invasive treatment can be. Hey, it's Todd Herman. You know what happened? My joint pain, gone. My sciatica is gone. My headaches are gone. Stop living with pain. Get your life back. Dr. Yardley's patients have seen remarkable results from health issues like headaches, migraines, vertigo, neck, low back pain, sciatica, fibromyalgia, and neuropathy. Make an appointment today. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org. Restoring health, improving lives naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.,
listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here with us again. Dr. Yardley, I have had sciatica a couple of times. It is the most miserable condition.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us all. You're looking at me very knowingly. Tell us all about it.
Well, it's a little known secret that I, too, have had sciatica.
Have you?
Yes, many years ago.
Wouldn't wish it on your worst enemy.
Maybe I would. But anyhow, so what is sciatica? Well, it's always interesting. You know, the body has got a whole system of nerves.
Yes.
And the single largest nerve in the human body is the sciatic nerve. And it's a large nerve that begins right at the base of the spine. It travels through the buttocks. It goes down the back of the leg and all the way down the leg. Quite frankly, things can happen to cause that nerve to get inflamed. And it's literally a pain in the butt when that happens.
Are we talking about herniated or slip discs or a bulging disc? Is that what's going on?
Well, that gets to the question, where does it come from?
Yeah.
What causes this?
Right.
And some of the more common things is a bulging or a herniated disc. There's actually no such thing as a slip disc. It anatomically cannot occur.
It stays where it is.
Yeah, but it's a common term to describe a bulging or herniated disc.
Okay, for just real quickly, and people tend to forget, I think, as they listen to us, that maybe that your background is so strongly in medicine. A bulging disc, what is that? Describe that to me. That's between two vertebrae?
Right. We've got a stack of bones mm-hmm. that make up our spine, and yeah. between them are these little pads or shock absorbers.
Right.
In the center of that shock absorber is like a ball bearing, but it's made of jelly.
Yep.
And what happens is it can get damaged so that jelly begins to break the fibers around it. So it starts splitting it out, and then the disc begins to bulge.
Now, this happens as a result maybe of, I've had it happen to me just sitting, but it can be lifting too much or incorrectly.
That's correct. The thing is, the body is designed to heal itself.
Okay.
And you can damage these discs, and they can repair themselves.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Are you telling me that what you do, you're realigning the brain-body connection, that you can cure a slipped disc, a ruptured disc?
Actually, no. I was saying that the body could heal.
There's the difference.
Yes.
You get the body out of the way of itself.
Right. But it's a matter of understanding what's going on. Like, for instance, now, think about this for one moment.
Okay.
If you've got one leg shorter than the other, for whatever reason,
mm-hmm.
one hip's now, when you're standing or sitting, higher than the other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? The bones can't stack one on top of the other.
Right.
They're going to be curved or distorted. Guess what happens? The discs begin to bulge.
Sure.
Now, if you damage that disc, you will hurt, but it can't heal itself because it's in a compromised position.
Well, but they give you, and believe me, I've been down this road, they give you muscle relaxants, which have never done much for me.
Right.
They give you painkillers.
Yes.
You get exercises. In an extreme case, they'll give you a lovely shot in the back.
That's correct, which the first time may give relief, the second time marginal relief, the third time no relief at all.
And actually, they're to the point where they'll admit that.
Yes. Well, and that, you know, that to their credit. And low back surgeries have less than a 50% success rate.
Now, say that again. That came very quickly.
Low back surgery, as a category of surgery, has less than a 50% success rate.
So why would someone ever do that? Why would you go get low back surgery?
Because for some reason, they believe that there are no other choices.
Well, why do these discs often not heal?
Because there is a compromise mechanically with one leg functioning shorter than the other and one hip lower than the other.
So what can you tell me after 30 years of clinical practice?
It's interesting because many professions, the medical profession, the chiropractic profession, and probably others as well, try and focus on the low back to correct these kind of sciatica problems.
Core, you get core exercises, that sort of stuff, yeah.
Well, the exercise is one therapy, but still, whether it's using manipulation, massage, shots, surgery, it's all in the low back.
Right.
Now, as an interesting thing, there was a neurosurgeon by the name of Elf Brigg.
Okay.
He was Swedish or Norwegian, I'm not sure which, and he published a series of papers from 1960 to 1978, culminating in a book called Adverse Mechanical Tension in the Central Nervous System. But here's what he was saying in all of these papers. He was saying the success with low back surgery is really low to correct low back problems. I, on the other hand, can develop a much greater success rate by doing surgery in the neck to solve the low back problems. And you know what? He was right.
And so what you do is you concern yourself with the brain and body connection, which
exactly.
is up in the neck area.
Exactly.
And what happens when you do that?
Well, you're correcting the cause in many cases, not every case.
Okay.
Because there are ruptured discs that you may need surgery for.
Sure.
But in many cases, that corrects the problem because you're correcting the cause, not the effect. Let me give you two examples.
Okay.
One, my own.
Yes.
As a regular practitioner for 10 years, I had problems with sciatica, and I was able to take care of that by getting it taken care of in the low back with adjustments,
sure.
et cetera. And that was until I developed a problem in the brain-body connection. Once I got that corrected, I didn't see hide and hair of that sciatica for the next 10 years. Second example, a doctor comes to me, and he's been under his own care, not his own care, but care of other professionals like him, 17-millimeter herniated disc. He can't surf. He can't even practice. We take care of him. He starts being able to work at surf. And a year later, we get another MRI done. And that 17-millimeter herniated disc is 2 millimeters.
And it's all about reconnecting the brain with the body.
The only thing I touched was his neck.
Amazing.
Truly.
Now, if that sounds good to you, and I'm betting, given how common lower back pain and sciatica does, if that sounds good to you, what you need to do is you need to find out if you are a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Now, usually that's $148. But if you're listening to the show right now and you're intrigued, here's the deal. A prepayment of $38, if you call right now, will save you $110. which is a great deal. If they call Dr. Yardley, are they going to get the tests?
Yes.
You're not going to skimp?
No, it's a full battery of tests.
The idea is you're looking for metrics, right?
That's to see if they're a candidate for what we do.
At $38. It's a great value. You want to call right now. 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. Find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. If you can't, make the pain go away. $38. 866-704-1047. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at YardleyInstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman here with Jason, a fellow patient of my doctor, Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. And before seeing Dr. Yardley, Jason, you'd gone through 3 back surgeries?
I'd already been told many, many times that, you know, 3 is kind of your maximum for a spinal surgery in this regard. And the next time it happens is a big possibility that, you know, you're going to have to be fused. And I'm 46 now, and that was very, very worrying. One of my wife's aunties had actually had some treatment with Dr. Yardley some years before, and we spoke to her and she seriously recommended it. You know, we met Dr. Yardley and he could see that I was in a great deal of pain, and you know, he looked me straight in the eyes and said that he could help me, and I trusted him.
I know, he's about as honest a guy as you'll ever meet. And how long did it take for you to see results?
I'm gonna say, yeah, probably 10 days after the first adjustment, I was literally walking around 100% straight and absolutely singing his praises. Phenomenal. I mean, just complete and utter miracle, actually.
Call now during the show, and it's just a $38 prepayment with your credit card, and that's a great deal because normally it's $148. That includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with the doctor. You'll find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show. It's just $38. Call 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. You can learn more and book your appointment at YardleyInstitute.org. That's YardleyInstitute.org.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
We're back. Thank you for listening. Dr. Yardley, in just a second, we're going to talk to one of your patients, Robert. He is one of those procrastinators that we talk about every now and again.
Well, he certainly was. He came in and kind of looked us over and decided it wasn't for him, and then returned 6 months later. You know, he's a highly trained professional, but I think it was really when it was making earning a living much more difficult for him that drove him back in.
Well, let's talk to him. Robert, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. It's fun to have you on this show. It's great.
Robert, you know, so many people who go to Dr. Yardley are dealing with significant health issues that affect their enjoyment of life. But my understanding is that you, as a dance instructor, they were also threatening your career.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was very discouraging, and I'd be trying to do my work, and it'd be, like, very painful, and it just wasn't fun anymore. I felt myself staying at home more than going to work, so that wasn't going to be very productive for me. So.
No, it wouldn't. What kind of pain were you dealing with?
Oh, lower back pain, and when I had sneezing and coughing fits, and that would just aggravate it more. And I couldn't stand up straight. My right leg was hurting really bad. I couldn't do any of the maybe the dance things I was supposed to do. I couldn't because I couldn't twist. I couldn't do anything like that. So it really was disabilitating my whole career. Basically, I was at a standstill. I mean, I was sitting there going, well, what am I going to do now? Because I was going, you know, I'm a ballroom dancer, and I'm supposed to be moving. People are spending money, and I'm supposed to be, you know, producing something, and I'm not being able to do that.
So what other options had you tried before Dr. Yardley?
I actually went to a sports medicine doctor.
Mm-hmm.
They took an x-ray of my back, and I was in pretty serious pain then when they were doing that. I couldn't even sit there very, very still for them to even work with me. And their only advice was try physical therapy. And if that doesn't work, come back and we'll discuss and do surgery. So I took the physical therapy, and that worked for, you know, it was temporary. It was, you know, some of the pain for like 2 days. and it'd be kind of right back again. I'd go back there again, and I'd keep doing the stuff, and pretty good until I ran out of the funds for the physical therapy, and then they finally just said, well, that's all they can do for you. So hopefully, you know, basically, hopefully you're doing okay. And I said, well, I'm not doing okay.
That must have been awful. So you made an appointment with Dr. Yardley.
And luckily I did, because he basically saved my career. I'm able to continue to do my work that I need to do, and I'm doing much better, and my health is way, way better than it was even before. So I got some extra benefits besides that, too. So it's been great.
Can you remember what it was that made you go see Dr. Yardley for the first time?
It was just, there was no more options. It was either surgery, which I had a couple of my friends have it, and they're doing okay, but they're still not 100%. And I thought, well, that's not really a good option. And, you know, he'd be back to Dr. Yardley anyway, because you're not going to be feeling 100% well to go forward anyways with this stuff. So I'm the one to not really like to go for the normal types of ways of doing stuff.
You've seen some other changes in your health since you started.
I was, you know, dealing with kidney disease for most of my life. And for a while there, even before I saw Dr. Yardley, my trends were going up. No, which is bad. Which was telling my doctor that, you know, you're approaching, you know, kidney transplant.
Wow, transplant. How'd you deal with that?
And I got myself all prepared for that. I have been prepared for the last 7 years, 8 years for that. But since I've been with Dr. Yardley, the levels actually have been turning the positive way and going down. And kind of, you know, baffling my doctor, because she's going, I don't know what's going on here. Your trend should be going up. I mean, not that he wants you to do that, but they should be going up, but they're going down to an acceptable range where I can function and you know, avoid a transplant. I mean, I can't explain it except that the Yardley way is helping me kind of stabilize my kidney functions.
Well, that's really terrific. That's
and
sure.
I feel great. I mean, I feel better than I've ever felt than before. And that's kind of another baffling thing, because I should be like, you know, feel tired and, you know, just...
Yeah, when those kidneys go down.
I'm not. I'm actually got a lot of energy. So, and the back pain's gone, too. So it's way, way better. So I've been feeling really good.
Robert, when was the last time you felt this good with your career and being able to instruct pain-free?
I mean, last time I felt this good, maybe like 5 or 6 years ago.
Wow. You're getting younger. It's good stuff.
Yeah, I kind of feel that way. So, I mean, at times I don't, but that's good. Usually I do. I mean, maybe how much I can still do, you know, and I don't feel like I'm really limited in anything anymore. So, I mean, everything has been better. It's been great.
What would you tell others?
It does help a lot. And I would just say, just give it a try. You know, anything, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. I mean, if it works, you're going to gain more than what the money you're going to spend. And it's going to be worth it, every little bit of it. So, okay, just go for it.
Great stuff. Thank you very much, Robert. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Yeah, you're great. And looking forward to the next visit.
There you go. Take care now.
You betcha. Take care. Bye-bye.
Dr. Yardley, that is really an uplifting story with Robert, isn't it?
Truly inspiring.
Now, maybe you've been listening and you're thinking, well, maybe I'm a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Well, you got to find out, but you don't really know until you visited with him. So here's what we've got for you. It's a special offer. Usually it's going to cost you $148. You go in. It's very, you know, it's very non-invasive, very gentle. You run a bunch of tests, don't you, Dr. Yardley?
Yes, it's a full battery of metrics.
And why do you do that?
To determine if the person is a candidate for what we do.
Okay, so that's usually $148. Now, you're going to get your credit card ready, because if you call during the show, right now it's just $38. You go in, you get the test done, you find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Yardley. $38, get your credit card. If you call right now, 866-704-1047. Dr. Yardley, you would recommend that they do not procrastinate?
Yes, you deserve better than that. Don't live with it.
Don't live with the pain. Don't keep putting it off. Make an appointment, 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. You can also book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman here with Sam, a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Sam suffered a spinal injury in 2010 while serving in Iraq and could never quite get right and heal. So you look around, you go through the primary doc, you go through the VA doc. What did you experience as Sam, the patient at the Yardley Institute?
It was a vastly different experience than what I've experienced with any other doctor. The moment I walked in the door, everybody had smiles, and it was a very welcoming kind of place to be. And then when I saw Dr. Yardley, he was very congenial. Big smile on his face, wants to know what the problem is and how he can help.
How long did it take before you started to see results?
Within the third visit, almost all of my pain was gone. And within a month, I have mostly no pain. It's done an amazing recovery for my spine.
What's it mean for you lifestyle-wise now?
Yeah, it's amazing. I do a lot of things. I'm a really busy person, and I can't be bored, like mentally. The pain was causing me to be bored because I just couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
And now I can get back into doing the things I love and enjoying life.
So. I love it. We thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Call now during the show, and it's just a $38 prepayment with your credit card. And that's a great deal because normally it's $148. That includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with the doctor. You'll find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show. It's just $38. Call 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. You can learn more and book your appointment at YardleyInstitute.org. That's YardleyInstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
We're back. I'm here once again with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., of course, of the Yardley Institute. Before we go any further, I want to take a second to say thank you for sharing part of your day with us. We know your time is valuable. It's a delight that you're here. Now, headaches, they plague some people. I despise them. I don't get them often, but when I get them, they are brutal. Dr. Yardley, we have one of your patients, Paul, is on the line with us to talk about his headaches and what you did to help him. Paul, welcome to the show. Tell us what you were going through.
I was having really bad headaches, some lower back problems, but the biggest thing, I guess, was my left hip. I had a lot of pain, and that turned into a plantar fasciitis thing in my heel, which the doctors couldn't seem to figure out how to fix. I was taking about 6 ibuprofen a day.
That's a lot.
Just about every day. And I've been listening to Dr. Yardley on the radio, and I finally said, well, you know, nobody else can help. So I went in to see him.
But before you went to the Yardley Institute for care, besides the ibuprofen, what else were you doing to manage the pain, Paul?
Well, I was doing massage. I had been to a fitness therapist and, you know, just trying to figure things out. I'd been going to chiropractor for 30 years, you know, and nobody could seem to get me the relief that I needed long term, and nobody could seem to help the hip.
Okay, so Lee, Paul came to see you, did the initial consultation. What did you find?
Well, we sat down and talked, and we talked about the very things that he's talking about now and, you know, what he'd been doing for it. He'd been going to a chiropractor and massage therapy and some other things. So we ran some testing on him. We ran some metrics to see what was going on, and we found that he was pretty crooked. I mean, he had one leg shorter than the other, one hip higher than the other. He was standing tipped off to the left side. A good-looking guy, but boy, what a mess.
Paul, when they first did the measurements on you at the Yardley Institute, were you surprised by some of the things that they found?
I really wasn't surprised at the leg length. I was surprised at how far my neck was out and how my hips were twisted. That was quite intriguing to me.
You know, Paul, we often talk to people who tell us after they got their first adjustment, they could barely tell that anything happened. It was so gentle. What was it like for you?
I had heard that, you know, it was gentle and it was, you know, you wouldn't really even feel it. But, you know, having gone to other chiropractors, you know, I was expecting the crack and the pop. And it's like, come on now, do something, because I felt nothing.
Right. But let's get to the crux of the matter. What happened a little while after that first adjustment?
Within, I would say, 48 hours, for the first time in probably a year, the hip didn't hurt.
Wow.
He had to have done something because the hip didn't hurt.
Now, Dr. Yardley, is that pretty common? People suffer from chronic pain, and then they come and get their first adjustment, and then, boom, something big changes?
Often that's the case. We seem to be the place of last resort for so many of these people. But, yeah, and gratefully, a lot of them see changes pretty quickly.
Okay, Paul, so let's go through some of your health conditions and find out how you're doing now. How about those headaches? I know you had them for a long time.
The headaches are pretty much non-existent. I still do get them, you know, but not nearly, you know, I would wake up every morning with a headache, and I'm not doing that anymore. And the lower back pain is gone, and the hip pain is gone.
The hip pain? Now, the hip pain was a big deal. Are you saying that it is completely gone?
The hip pain is entirely gone. I don't suffer from that at all anymore. And it was kind of odd because, you know, you just wake up one day and you go, wow, that doesn't hurt anymore.
Right. Let's return to the much despised plantar fasciitis. Now, Dr. Yardley does his work up in the neck area where in the brain-body connection where the head meets the neck. Plantar fasciitis down there at the bottom of your foot. That's quite the distance. Were you surprised how one relieved the other?
You know, after going to Dr. Yardley, nothing really surprises me that it's connected because there's other things that have changed in my body over the time that I've seen him that I would have never put together either.
And, Paul, do I understand that after you'd been going to Dr. Yardley for a while, you eventually convinced your wife that she had ought to go too?
My wife's been dealing with really bad headaches and hip pain and for a long time. And I kept telling her, well, go see Dr. Y. She just said, no, it'll go away. And, yeah, I did. She finally decided to go, and she's getting some good results.
So, Paul, it sounds like everybody in the family is rid of their headaches. That's a good thing.
Yeah,
it is.
She'd had them for 35 years. So she's had them for a long time.
It is a long time. Yeah. And she has a pain tolerance like nobody I've ever seen. And the pain pills don't work on.
Mm. How long have you been married?
33.
They were there before you got married.
Yeah, well, that's what she says. She's nice.
Sounds to me like the quantity of ibuprofen taken daily has dropped precipitously between the two of you.
Well, we used to go to Costco and buy the, you know, the 1,000-unit model. Between the two of us, we'd go through that in a couple of months.
Mm. Your kidneys are thanking you.
Oh, yes. Yes, my kidneys are thanking me.
So, Paul, what would you tell other people who have been dealing with chronic pain and trying to get rid of it? Would you recommend that they go to the Yardley Institute?
I would absolutely encourage him to go see him. I mean, I just wish I had done it sooner. You know, you live with the pain, and you just to go to Dr. Yardley as a last resort is a sad thing.
Lee, I know you hear that all the time. People come to you and say, I wish I'd come to you sooner.
We do. There's a lot of people out there that need to know that.
So maybe you're like Paul. You suffer from some kind of chronic pain, headaches, hip pain, foot pain, back pain. Well, maybe you want to contact the Yardley Institute and find out if you're a candidate for care there with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. And of course, we make it worth your while. We do this during the show. If you call right now, you're going to receive a $148 value for a prepayment with a credit card of just $38. Now, that's the initial consult, all the non-invasive testing. So write down this number, or better yet, call it right now, 866-704-1047. It's a $148 value. You'll get it for just $38 if you call right now during the show, 866-704-1047. You can also book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org. Tune in next Sunday for Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.